This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here, and have another segment of our quick hits. For those who are new, this is our segment that we give out weekly, typically the updates when it comes to points and miles and travel and all the things in the news of travel and points and miles that we don't actually talk about in our weekly show. So this is the separate segment for that. This week, there's not a ton of news. So I have one thing to talk about in the space of news, but actually wanted to spend more time initially talking about something I'm super excited about. And that is the fact that our team has been hard at work completely redesigning the Boldly Go website, but also what we're going to deliver to you, those of you that consume our content, whether it's through the podcast or through our newsletter or whatever it may be. So I've been really intentional and wanted to bring all of you listeners and everyone that follows us more value, and that's in a lot of different forms. So in the podcast, what we've been doing is focusing a little bit more on deeper dives so that you guys are able to learn more and hear through some more strategies as opposed to just a bunch of great stories of points and miles travel, which always love those as well, but want to be able to bring you some more value in that way. From the website standpoint, though, we've completely rebuilt the entire website from scratch. And there's a couple things I want to point out that's new that we're bringing to you. So one, there's a full comprehensive points and miles guide on there. It's got pros and cons. It talks through credit score, all sorts of things. So this is going to be helpful for a couple of reasons. If you're brand new and you're still learning, there's a lot of information in there for you. But also, let's just say that you've got a friend that you or a significant other that's maybe a little bit skeptical. They're like, how does this really work? Of course, would love for you to have them listen to our show, but feel free to send them the link to the Points and Miles comprehensive guide. It's basically a guide on how to travel for nearly free. It's got everything on there, including a screenshot of my personal credit score, which I plan to update annually, taken most recently as of December 24th. Remember, I've been in this game for over 10 years now. I talk about financial responsibility, but I want to make sure the proof's in the pudding. So my FICO credit score in the screenshot is 849. And so I want you guys to be able to arm yourself with all the knowledge and information you need to be able to revolutionize your travel. So I'm super excited for this comprehensive guide. But secondly, I get reached out to a lot between listeners and friends and individuals that just have questions around points and miles and booking and trips and all sorts of things. And we have relaunched our award travel services. So what this is there's three separate things that all of you guys will have access to. So one is a free 30-minute kind of points and miles strategy booking consultation. So we've had this one for a while where individuals would reach out on their website. I speak with them and put together kind of a game plan, give them some ideas of different things. Now we actually have a team of individuals that can help with this. And so if you want to ask questions around a specific card or strategy, or you have your travel goals, you know that you want to travel to Europe sometime this year, you want to do it in business class, you want to bring your family of three or four with you, we have people that are ready to chat with you and kind of figure out a game plan at a high level. And this is a free 30-minute, no obligation conversation. The second is a full personalized strategy roadmap. So let's just say you tell us your travel goals are the fact that you and, you know, your spouse, you guys want a honeymoon next year in the Maldives, and you want to know exactly how many points it's going to take roughly for what type of stay, what cards you need to be thinking about getting, the timeline, how to introduce your player two into this mix, the referral codes, all of these different things. If you don't want to have to figure all this out for yourself and you want someone to just say, hey, do X, Y, and Z, that's where this comes in. So you can actually go ahead and book some time with one of our consultants to be able to help you figure out this entire strategy, and they will build a full roadmap that's personalized specifically to your travel goals. And the very last one is a full concierge booking service for points and miles. So let's just say you're racking up the points, you're busy, you're a business owner, you are just whatever it may be, you don't have the time to do the research and all the things that's required for points and miles. You understand the value, you know that this is an amazing way to travel and all those things, but at the same time, the stress of having to find the redemption is just too much time. We'll do that for you. So you can go ahead and book, and this is a per person cost because, of course, it's much easier to book for one person than it is for a family of five. But you can actually book our team to fully do everything that you need to for you. So they'll go ahead and help you with finding the flights, transferring the points, all the things that are necessary so that you can get the most out of your travel and the most out of your points. One thing that we want to make sure that you're doing is getting as much value for your points as possible, and you can still get a ton of value even if you outsource some of those booking costs to us to help you maximize and revolutionize your travels. So super excited for these different offerings. Again, this is all on the website. You can go ahead and reach out. If you have any questions, you can even put in an inquiry form. If you're like, hey, I'm not really sure what's right for us or right for me, feel free to reach out. And myself and our team would be happy to chat with you on that. So that's something that I was super excited to talk through. Also, we're going to be changing how we're doing the newsletter weekly. So as of right now, the weekly newsletter has just been an update of what the podcast episode is. Well, we wanted to bring more value for you guys. So what we're going to be doing is having weekly blogs written, and these are going to be all sorts of things in the world of points and miles and travel and credit cards, different things like that. And so we're going to send out a weekly email now that's going to include the podcast episode, but also the most recent blog posts, as well as, which is what I'm also excited about, some sort of trip opportunity or redemption. You might have saw that in one of the most recent emails. We put out a post about how you can get to Portugal in only 50,000 points in business class. And so looking to be able to provide a lot more of those different trip opportunities for you as well. So look for that in the weekly emails. Want the emails to be a little bit more engaging as opposed to just telling you about what the weekly episode was all about. So again, the goal here, add a little bit more value. So those are the big updates that we have, the new website, the comprehensive guide, the booking services that you can reach out to us for, new updated weekly newsletter. So if you haven't subscribed to that, the link to that is in the show notes if you do want to receive that information. A lot of these things also we're going to post in the Facebook group as we find them also, just because they might be gone by the time the newsletter goes live. And so the whole goal is that I want to get this information out to you as fast as possible. Ideally, we'll be finding deals that should be around for a few days, but when we do find them, I'm going to try to put them in the Facebook group first as well. So speaking of deals right now, I found a pretty amazing one that you may want to consider taking advantage of. So this on its own is a pretty good deal, but also wanted to find something that you guys could literally book after listening to this if you wanted to. And so once or twice a year, IHG runs a buy points promotion for up to 100%, meaning that if you buy 200,000 points and you're targeted for the 100% bonus, then you could actually get 200,000 points for free as a bonus. And so why this is pretty amazing is this is one of the best times to buy points if done properly. And the key is done properly because you have to know how to buy points for one and making sure you get the most value out of them and getting the cheapest cost per point. And the second is you have to know how to redeem them, because you don't want to buy your points, and let's say you bought them very inexpensively, but then you redeemed them for the most expensive reward stay point-wise at a property versus maybe one of their cheaper off-peak nights or something like that. So that's how you're going to get the most value out of your points. And so here's a really good example. Right now, the Kimpton Sea Fire that's in the Cayman Islands is one of the most stunning IHG properties out there and one of the most popular. A king, basically, room is currently averaging around $660 to $700 per night, which for a four-night stay would add up to about $2,600, closer to $2,650, actually. And here's the kicker. You can book that same room for 70,000 IHG points per night. So if you have the IHG credit card, so this is one of the ones that Taryn opened up last year, and we're actually using the sign-up bonus points that we got just from that one card to basically pay for our stay in Honduras in a couple months when we go diving. So if you have that card, and that's any of the IHG cards, you'll get the fourth night free when you book with points. So that means that you'll only need 210,000 points for the whole stay for 4 nights. Now, this is where it gets really exciting. Because of this bonus, and some people are getting targeted with the 100% bonus. Taryn got targeted for 100%. I only got targeted for 80%. So not sure the metrics on who gets targeted and why, but this is something that we're actually literally considering as I'm talking to you guys, because I think we're going to pull the trigger on this ourselves. So if you're targeted for 100% bonus, you could buy those points that you need for about $1,050. So $1,050 is what those points would cost you, and that would save you $1,600 compared to paying cash for the room. And even if you only get the 80% bonus, you'd still pay around $1,100, close to $1,200, and that would still save you $1,400 on this stay. Now, if you don't have the IHG card and you can't take advantage of that fourth night free perk, it's still a steal because you would need 280,000 points for 4 nights. And that would still cost $1,400 to $1,550, depending on if you had that 100% or 80% bonus. So either way, you're saving $1,000 off the cash price. So this is those times where buying points can make sense, because you buy the points and redeem them at the right property, you can find a pretty amazing deal. We're going to link to this. I'm going to write a blog post on this as well, so you can take a look and kind of understand the numbers a little bit better. But this is absolutely in the realm of doable if it's within your budget, to be very clear. If you're looking for a place to stay, and you can actually book this in, there's lots of availability. The whole month of September, last I checked, was open. A lot of August going into October. There's a lot of great availability in the Cayman Islands here at this specific resort. So something to take advantage of if you are looking for a place to go and we're looking at how can I get more value for less, here's one of your opportunities. So I did have a listener reach out with another question, and so wanted to answer that on air. Already answered that to them directly, but wanted to answer for you guys out there as well. So one of our most popular episodes last year was the episode that I did specifically around utilizing payroll to earn credit card points. So this listener reached out and said, hey, I just ran my first payroll. I'm super excited about it, but I'm just kind of wondering how am I actually going to code this in QuickBooks? And again, my big disclaimer here is I'm not a CPA or a tax advisor specifically. And although I am a financial advisor, I'm not giving financial advice through the realm of this podcast. However, this is what I personally do. So when you run payroll using Zill Money and you're using your credit card for payroll, you're going to see two charges. So using my example from that episode, if you run a $10,000 payroll and you see that you have a $310 charge or fee, those are actually two separate charges. And so on your credit card, you're going to see $10,000 and then separately $310. So I personally choose to not write off that $10,000 charge. I think that can get too messy because, again, you're getting that money also back and a whole bunch of different things. So I do not write that off. However, the bank fee of $310 is something that we choose to write off as a bank fee because that legitimately is what it is. We are paying for a fee, and that's something that we write off as a business expense just as we write off any of our other wire or transactional fees. So that's the way that we do it. And so as you're talking to your accountant or your bookkeeper, whoever it may be, I'm sure they would probably give you some sort of similar advice in that space as well. And lastly, I've got a shout out for our listener, Katie. She sent me a DM about this. She was super excited about. She said that she's been binging the podcast. She has a trip to the Dominican Republic later this year. She started using the free version of point.me because she has an Amex, so all of her points are in Amex. But because she just got a Chase card, she plans to pay for the upgraded version so that she can actually look at point redemptions across the board. And keep word here, if you want to do the same, for anyone that uses the code BoldlyGo20, you get a discount on your membership to point.me. Anyway, she said that she was able to find, thanks to learning the skills in the podcast, a $580 first class ticket to the Dominican Republic that was only 15,000 Alaska Airlines miles and $32, which was a 3.6 cent redemption on her Amex points. How did she do it? Well, she was able to transfer from Amex to Hawaiian to Alaska Airlines, which is a loophole that is open right now, which we all believe will go away at any moment. But she was able to find a almost $600 first class ticket to the Dominican Republic for only $32 out of pocket and a very small amount of Amex points. So Katie, shout out for you listening to the podcast and for you taking an advantage. And for the rest of you out there, we want to hear your success stories. We want to hear your questions, and we want to keep helping you guys revolutionize your own travels. And with that, we'll see you in the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.